right, good evening, everybody. For game number two, the Fresno Sunbirds are here. And, of course, the Lady Sunbirds got past Brianna Chambers and the Lady Penguins tonight. Yeah, pretty easily, actually, in the second half, it turned out. Of course, Booker T. Harris and the guys would like to have something to say about that. Like the women's game, both of these teams are very close as far as the standings are concerned. Fresno Pacific 7-3 in conference, and the Dominicans just 6-3. And the Penguins have won their last two, beating HPU at home and taking care of business on the road at Notre Dame. Devin Golston's 12.8 points and 5.6 rebounds per game leads Dominican in those categories. Ready for the national anthem? For those of you at home, please rise. Twenty minutes overhead, 35 on the shot clock. It is 7:40 p.m. from Dominican University on Tuesday the 29th, 2013. Dominican University of California here in San Rafael and on the west coast of the good old U.S. of A. Stuart Horn with you tonight. Worldwide on Penguin Radio. You can watch this also on the Stretch Network worldwide. And around Marin County on CM2. Community Media Center of Marin. Scott Calhoun and his crew on hand for Fresno Pacific under head coach Chris Wright, assisted by Aaron Henderson, Jesse Cusledge, and Dexter Young. He'll be sending out number two is John Taylor, a 6'1" junior out of Chicago. Malcolm Griffin is a 6'4" junior also out of Chicago. The leading scorer on the team, I might add. Ricky Vick, a 210-pound, 6'3" senior out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Matt Samuels, a 6-foot senior out of Washington, D.C. And Antonio Credit, a 220-pound, 6'7" senior out of Flint, Michigan. The Penguins now being introduced as they look down the court at the Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific, who are all a bunch of gigantic guys. For the mighty Penguins, who are 6-3, 10-7 overall, 6-3 in conference under head coach Booker T. Harris in his second season. He's assisted by Rich Mendoza and Jeff Stokler. Those men in their second season. And, of course, the team manager is Dominic Cerruti. Number five, Ricky Wofford, a 5'9" senior out of Bakersfield. Miles Carrillo, the 6-foot junior out of T-Town, Tustin, went to Foothill High. Dominic Taplin, the 6-foot senior, the 6-foot sophomore out of Alameda. Devin Golson, a 6'6" junior out of Cerritos. And Jamal Clark is the 6'6" senior out of Redlands. So on the floor for Harris, Wofford, Carrillo, Taplin, Golston, and Clark. For Coach Wright, Taylor Griffin, Vic Samuels, and Credit. And we are ready to get things going. FPU enters tonight's game having won 8 of their last 10, including their last 5 in a row, where the Sunbirds are averaging over 90 points a game. So that's pretty impressive stuff. So here we go, Fresno Pacific guarding the Southern Hoop here at the Conlin Center, attacking the Northern Hoop. High fives, low fives all the way around. Five Penguin cheerleaders in the house. Stuart Horn with you courtside, a media row at Dominican. Looks like we're ready for basketball. Penguin style from Dominican. Golston in the middle, Credit for Fresno. Golston, first-year man with Booker Harris. Tipped up and out. Taplin's got it at midcourt, and we're underway. Flips it back to Wofford, now to Miles. Right corner, Golston. Fresno Pacific, man for man, much bigger than the DUs.
attacking down low. Over the top, Clark. Short, gets his own rebound. The putback short. No, deep.
Wow. Rebound Griffin. We're going to hear a lot of Griffin tonight. The top scorer, Griffin. Then it goes out off the foot of Taylor. Inadvertent kick and a whistle. 27 seconds into it. Foul is committed by Ricky Wofford. They work it back down low over the top of Golston. Hook shot by Antonio Credit's good. 19-26, 2-0 Penguins trail. Taplin top of the key to Golston. Now Carrillo. Now Ricky. 25 on the shot clock. Dom, low bounce pass to Clark. Out on the wing. Three ball, Dominique on the way, short. Rebound by Credit. Penguins now on defense. They bounce it down low. It's broken up by Clark. Miles Carrillo brings it up. Left side, Taplin has it blocked away. A clean block by Ricky Vick, who came in off the boards. Boy, what a play that was. Down low, Dominique draws the foul. Or may have created the foul. We'll find out. Turnover, no foul. Stepped out off the end line. 2-0, 18:42 to go. Right side from the wing, three ball land. Goes off by Griffin, no. A little bit deep, Jamal Clark with the rebound. 18 and a half to go. 2-0, Penguins trail here in the first half. Taplin's got it at the top of the key. Left side bullet pass, Wofford. Drives in, Wofford softly, scissor legs, good. Whistle, and Wofford will go to the line. Fouls committed by Malcolm Griffin, the 6'4" junior out of Chicago. Went to University of Toledo. Transferred away, came out west. Wofford on the line, perfectly. 3-2 Penguins, 18-17 to go. John Taylor brings it up. Taylor, the 6'1" junior out of Chicago. Transfer out of Mott Community College. Left side, Griffin. A lot of glass. Griffin powers his way in there. Griffin, the high scorer, knocks it down from the right side very physically. 4-3, Penguins trail now. Inside of 18, Golston, left side. Now Ricky on the wing. Back to the top of the key to Carrillo. Taplin, first-year man, drives in. Takes it himself over Griffin. No, Griffin with a rebound. Griffin softly to the other end. Quick transition over the top of Wofford. In stride, he's able to find Matt Samuels, a 6-foot senior, good. 6-3, 17 and a half to go in the first half. Golston to Wofford between the circles. Now Dom again. He takes his place in the restricted area, then moves outside of the paint. Left side, Golston on the way. Three ball deep. Clark had a fingertip on it. Griffin ends up with it. Well, Griffin's going to get a lot of rebounds tonight. He's just a big, bad dude. Dumped off, no. The Penguins steal it away after it was given away by Samuels. Driving in is Golston. He's going to be rung up as Taylor hits the deck. Golston picks up his first, the second for the Penguins. 17:05 to go. 6-3, DU's trail, and Fresno will have the ball as they have to squeegee up the restricted area underneath the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Now towels. So the squeegee wasn't enough. They're going to have to towel it up as well. We're not even 3 minutes into the game, and these guys are sweating so much they take squeegees and towels. Fresno Pacific's very careful, very diligent about wiping up the floor. They don't want anybody to fall. Rightfully so. When you fall from 6.5 feet up and you weigh 230 pounds, it's a lot. It's a load. Inside of 17. Here we go. Carrillo's on his guy. That's Samuels. Takes it in himself. Samuels has a getaway for second. Griffin back into the corner, Samuels. Griffin's so light on his feet and good with the fingertips. Here's a soft jumper from close range. Samuels short. Rebound at the other end. 2-on-1. Wofford dumps it off to Clark over Griffin at the last second. He strips it away. Penguins had numbers, but Griffin's just too tough. That's how good that guy is. Taylor's got it top of the key. 23-footer, good. Wow, that's the longest three ball I've seen all season. He was midway between the top of the key and the, oh, brother, and the
timeline. That was 24. Holy cow, that was out there. 9-3. Wofford almost moves the pivot foot but holds on to it. Good foot fake by Carrillo. Right side, Jamal Clark draws the foul. After Antonio Credit hit the deck. Credit picks up his first, the second for the team. 16:04 to go. Clark on the line. Clark, a 6'6" senior out of Redlands. Clark, a two-year man for the Penguins, knocks down the first one, 9-4. Clark will go again. On the way with backspin is good. 16:04 to go. Foul on Ricky Wofford as John Taylor brings it up. Taylor brought it up, and Wofford was really guarding him closely. We have a media timeout, 15:57 to go. 9-5. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From courtside, Stuart Horn with you tonight on Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide, not only on Penguin Radio, but also on the Stretch Network. If you're tuning in to see my normal, lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab, he's not with me tonight. In fact, Kayabyab is running the cameras. So we'll take a quick break tonight. Scott Calhoun and the rest of the CMCM group in the house. You're listening to Penguin Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
Celebration, the Division II Men's Basketball National Championship game will be held for the first time in conjunction with the Division I and Division III finals this year in Atlanta. You don't have to wait until March to join in the fun. Visit ncaa.com/March Madness today and learn how you can be a part of the 75th celebration of March Madness and begin your travel on the road to Atlanta.
So far in this one, the Penguins shooting 14% versus 80. With those kind of numbers, the Penguins are lucky to only be down by 4, 9-5, 15:55 to go in the first half. So not even 5 minutes into the game. So maybe those stats are a little skewed. Three ball from the top of the key, right side, just off right a little bit right. Ricky Vick is short. Penguins rebound. Wofford, top of the key to Miles. Out there with Taplin and Golston. And Clark, same five. 15:30 to go now. Penguins don't want to squander too many opportunities tonight. Clark down low. Clark off the glass. No put back by Taplin. No. Griffin's got it. Griffin with a burst of speed. Ball ends up in the Penguin cheerleaders. Boy, Griffin can really turn it on. So he's not only totally physical, not only a fine shooter, but he's also as quick as a whip. Holy cow, when he turned on the afterburners there, trying to get past Wofford, which is not easy to do, he was able to hang with Wofford. And only a few guys in the entire league can do that. But Griffin used the big muscles to power himself. Golston down low after a perfect assist by Dominique Taplin is good. 9-7. 14:54, soft jumper, top of the key, right straight away is Samuels good. Samuels able to, one of those guys that can back up a step or two and buckle from the top of the key and knock him down. 12-7, FPU answers. Coming up on 14:30, fans. Taplin's got it, screened out. Golston gets around him, goes low, scissor legs. Fouls committed by Anthony Brandt, a 6'2" junior. Went to Minnesota State. So Taplin to the line. Penguins trail by five. Three fouls apiece. Taplin's good. And Taplin is real good. He's been a great get for Booker T. Harris. Just this year, Taplin started. And he makes them both. Taplin's, not that he's overrated, he's just real quiet. And Taplin with a steal on the pass intended by Brent, or for Brent. Outside Golston, three ball on the way. Whistled off, the three ball walked with it. Stepped out of bounds, pardon me. John Taylor will bring it in for FPU. 14-16 fans. Samuels comes up, outside left side, Brent, three. Air ball, deep. 14-08, when the team's shooting 80%. The fans don't get much out of the old air ball call. 12-9, Penguins trail inside of 14 minutes now. Clark, stutter step, Clark goes baseline. Clark, top of the key, no. Clark a little bit short, 13:48 to go now. Trayvon Clayton, a 6'5" sophomore out of Orlando, brings it up. They get it back to the hands of Jamal Clark, who hammer jams it over the top of Griffin. 12-11, 13:30 after the steal. Connor Haysbert gets ready to enter the game. Griffin has it blocked away on the way up by Clark. So the only guy that can hang with Griffin tonight is Jamal Clark. And Clark back to the bench. Connor Haysbert's going to come in his place. Derek Ober gets ready to enter the game at his next opportunity with 13:27 to go. Short side, Fresno's ball. Brand will bring it in. Right on the end line, right into the bucket. Just off to the right a little bit. Inbounds to Taylor. Taylor's got problems in the corner. He's got Logue on him. Check it. That's not Logue. That's Matt Hayes. Shot on goal from close range. Goes down. 14-11, 13-14 to go. Golston's got it. And the Penguins reset. Hayes to Haysbert. Haysbert spins 360 softly. Buckles off the glass. Yes! 14-13 inside of 13. Samuels brings it up. Hayes playing him very tough. Arm across the across the chin is not called. Laying it in from close range is Trayvon Clayton. 16-13, 12:44 to go. Ricky brings it up now across the timeline on the right side. He's got Taylor on him. To the top of the key, Taplin. Drives in Taplin. Kick out left wing. Hayes, three ball on the way. In the corner, no. Haysbert came down with it for a second, but it's stripped away by Taylor. Brings it up. Taylor, left side. Taylor dumps it off to the moving Clayton. Clayton scoots to the corner. Brandt thinks about it. No. Clayton, three ball on the way. Deep. Hayes with a rebound. Wofford calls out the play after Booker T. Harris indicates what he wants. To Dom. Down low again. They get it to Haysbert. Hits the side of the backboard. Inside of 12. Penguins trail by three. Taylor comes up and slows things down. Samuels right side. Heavy traffic. Samuels up and under. Tried to spin it in off the window. No. 11:46 to go. Penguins trail by three. Is Jacob Neusett enters the game along with Derek Ober. It's like there's a media timeout, and when we come back, there will be free throws. 11:46, no break here for the TV people. 11:46, we'll be back in 20 seconds. 16:13, Penguins Trail, Penguin Radio. I 11:46 to go, fans. Penguins trail by only three, but Matt Samuels, a 6-foot senior out of Washington, D.C., went to Chicago State, will shoot. Penguins have improved to 29% shooting against 58% for Fresno. That first time out was pretty tough, 14 against 80. First one's good. Second one's good. And subbing in for Samuels is Zach Call, a 5'9" senior out of San Diego. Went to Oakland Community College. 5-point game now, Fresno on top. 11:39 to go in the first half. Wofford drives in, left side, almost has it stripped away to Haysbert softly. Outside, Haysbert's knocking him down. Haysbert 2 for 2, very nice. Haysbert on the right side has a great touch for a big fella. Brent, on the wing. They dump it back off to Taylor. Boy, a great ball controlled by Fresno. Shot by Taylor from way out there, no. And the three ball by Anthony Brent is good. So after Taylor missed a 24-footer, Brent comes back with a 22-footer and finally knocks it down, 21-15. Fresno, after Neusett almost had it muffed away as he bounced it off of his chest, and now it does go out. Wofford throwing it to Jacob Neusett, threw it away. Well, he threw it at him twice. Neusett missed it both times. One of the two times, he got it back. But Wofford has the palms to the ceiling as if to say, Jake, what are you doing? And that's usually not good for team morale to show that kind of outward emotion. Brent, three ball from the top of the key, again, 23 feet. So that's two in a row for Brent. Both are perfect. 24-15. But a team like Fresno has the ability to create so much havoc within the ranks of a team like the Penguins that I can see how there would be the outward expression of emotion even early in the game. 10:05 to go, 24-15 whistles. And the foul is committed by John Taylor, the 6'1" junior. So Ricky Wofford will bring it in right under the bucket to Derek Ober. Wofford from the top of the key, stutter steps back to Ober. They're playing a 3-2 defense, our Fresno, which is very tough to defend against. Haysbert fires, but bucket is waved off. Foul is committed on Derek Ober, by Derek Ober. The fifth for the Penguins, four committed by Fresno, 24-15. We're in the second quarter, fans, at 9:49. Taylor, right side. Left-handed pass by Zach Call. Long three ball by Brent is short. 9:36 as Griffin gets ready to re-enter. Hayes has it after Jake dumps it off to him. Haysbert gets tied up at the end line and it goes out of bounds. Re-entering is Golston in place of Jacob Neusett. Jamal Clark has re-entered in place of Derek Ober. Clock rolls, 9:25 to go in the first. 24-15, the Penguins trail. Fresno coming off of a four-game winning streak. Check it, five-game winning streak. And the foul is committed by Ricky Wofford. And Wofford gets yanked. Wofford's a little out of sorts so far. Usually a very cool customer is Wofford. One of the fastest players in the league. But I think he just needs a breather here. Haysbert up against Credit. No. Golston with a rebound. And Haysbert was the reason that didn't go. Credit really bounced in there, but Haysbert bounced back. 9-point game inside of 9 minutes. Carrillo, top of the key. To the right, Dominique. Softly, Taplin, yes. So Taplin with one dribble and was able to take a lot of steps. Three ball by Taylor is a little bit deep. Penguins of the rebound. Carrillo brings it up. Carrillo has it stripped away for an instant, gets it back. Golston on the left elbow. Golston high dribbling. Foul by, I think it was on Taylor. No. Foul's committed by Zach Call. Re-entering the game is Matt Samuels, the 6-foot senior. Call picks up his first and gets yanked, 24-17. Penguin ball, 8.5 to go. Carrillo takes a screen by Haysbert, who's able to screen out Samuels. Soft jumper by Golston, no. Put back by Jamal Clark is good, and a whistle. Clark will go to the line with an opportunity for a three-point play. Clark is perfect from the line so far. 2 for 2. Bounces it three times with backspin. 3 for 3. 24-20, the Penguins trail. 8:14 to go in the first. Samuels brings it up. Good ball control around Miles Correa. Fresno in their traveling orange unis. Big time defense. Wraps John Taylor up. Down low. They get it to Credit. Softly, Credit draws the foul. Gets the bucket. And he'll go to the line. I think the foul's on Haysbert, if I'm not mistaken, with 7:56 to go. It is on Haysbert. 26-20, 7:56 to go. We have a media timeout from Media Row. NC2A basketball at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you. We're back in 20 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. Who is Chili the Penguin? Nobody knows. 26-20. Chili, a guy or a girl? No one knows. 37% shooting for the Penguins here in the first half against 53% for the Sunbirds. We're inside 8 minutes at 7:56. Credit's on the line. Credit knocks it in. So the three-point play is complete. So Credit gets Credit for three. 27-20. 7:50, the clock rolls. Taplin has it after Carrillo brings it up. Penguins just working it around, looking for a gap. 16 on the shot clock, Golston. Clark, Taplin, 12. Taplin with a screen. Taplin softly, yes. Drifts in from the right elbow. Diagonally across the paint, good. 27-22. Griffin now. Backs up, takes the three ball deep. Haysbert slipped and fell backward, but somehow Golston ends up with it. Coming up on 7 minutes, Carrillo to Devin, falls away, buckles, good. Left side, Golston buries it from 12 feet. Samuels drives in, Samuels charging. Buckets waved off. 27-24. Diaz get the ball back with 7:55. Check it. 6:55 to go in the first half. So Samuels picks up his first, the seventh for the team. Carrillo brings it up. Right side over to Taplin. Taplin, three ball. From the right wing, good. 27-26, the Penguins barreling back. Coming up on 6.5, fans in the first half. Samuels gets wrapped up with Jamal Clark. Jump ball. Penguins are going to get it. Check it, Sunbirds. Inbounds to Griffin now on the short end. 6:29. Taylor's got it, the 6'1" junior. He drives in up and under, very athletic. He went over. And Dominique Taplin does a stage dive into the Penguin bench. And the coach was able to wrap him up and keep him from slamming into yours truly. Three ball from long range by Taylor. Well, that Taylor's not afraid to shoot from 25 plus. Left side, they work it to Golston. Off of the assist from Carrillo, good. 29-28, 5:54. Boy, that was a great play. Golston driving in from the left side. Carrillo no-looked him from close range. Griffin now takes it himself softly. Griffin good. 31-28, the Penguins trail. Coming up on 5.5. Carrillo goes between the legs. 7 fouls apiece. Clark to Golston. Top of the key to Haysbert. Now Dom drives in, baseline left side. Boy, it's been all Taplin. Taplin with a dribble drive, knocks it down, 31-30. Left side whistles. Taylor hits the deck and hits it hard. 5:17 to go. Taplin picks up his first. Bates gets ready to enter the game as Taplin charged with the foul. The team's 8th. Taylor missed it by a mile. They're very deep. Haysbert's out. And Bates is in his place. 5:17 to go. Second one's missed. Griffin with the rebound. Penguins can't box out. It was 4-on-1, and Griffin came up with it. Griffin fires it off but missed it a little bit right. And the Penguins have an opportunity here. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Taplin has scored 7 in a row. Taplin now, the 180, and throws it away into the hands of Taylor, intended for Carrillo. Taylor goes 360 off the glass. No. Putback is good. Golston got a finger on it, but I think they're going to credit the bucket to Trayvon Clayton. Off ball now on. Oh, a technical foul is called off ball on Jamal Clark. 33-30 with 4:45 to go. KJ Logue is going to enter the game at the next opportunity to do so. Referees are in conference, and they want to talk about it. So Logue is, check it, Johnny Bates is getting the shot. Now, I thought Jamal Clark had committed the technical, but it was against Clark. I didn't see it as I wasn't looking. I was looking at the ball, and it was called off ball. So Bates comes in and knocks down the first one, 33-31. So it's going to be points in possession either way, as the other 9 players on the floor in the backcourt. Bates on the way, and this one rattles around and goes out. So the Penguins are going to get the ball back. So the foul is committed by Anthony Brandt. Now in the game for the Penguins, number 35, KJ Logue. The flagrant technical by Brandt. Off ball, 33-31. The Penguins get it back. Logue is in there on the end line and throws it away. Logue had it, but he tossed it away. And now Carrillo with a hold. And we'll move down to the other end. 4:34 to go, 2-point game. Foul committed by Carrillo against Trayvon Clayton. So Clayton will go to the line now. That was the second foul committed by Carrillo. And the free throw is missed. Logue with the rebound. Clock rolls 4.5. Carrillo brings it up to Dominique Taplin. Penguins have not led yet. 3 ball here would do it. 2 to tie. Carrillo up and under a little too much window. Boy, that was a sweet play. Everything but the no bucket. Shot on goal by Brandt. Drives in, but Jamal Clark had a push right at the moment the shot was sent off, and he'll get 2. So Clark did pick up his first there against Brandt. So Brandt from the line makes his first. 1 for 1. He'll get to go again. 34-31 with 4:11 to go in the first half.
Hayes re-enters the game.
Hayes and Logue, Taplin, Clark. And there's one more Penguin out there somewhere. And Bates. There we go. 4 minutes exactly. Penguins down by four. Griffin playing Clark very closely. To Hayes. Dribble drive. Hayes has it stripped away by Griffin. Griffin now picks up the speed. Slows down. Off the glass. No. Penguins cannot get the rebound. Instead, it goes to Brent in the corner. Call with the head fake. No. Loose ball. Penguins can't get the rebound. Left side, three ball, knocking it down is Brent. That's good. FPU averaging over 90 points a game the last five. 38-30. The Ds are holding them pretty good, but it looks like they're right on pace for that. 38-31 with 3:15 to go. Penguins on goal, no. Shot from the right side, Brent with a hook shot, draws the foul as it was one-on-one. Against Taplin. Taplin had to stick an arm in there. Try and break it up and fouled. 3:12 to go. Check it on Hayes. 40-31 with 3:12 to go. There's immediate timeout. Penguins have committed 10. Fresno's committed 8. A very physical game here at the Conlin Center. NC2A Basketball Division 2 from Media Row at Dominican University of California. .3:12 to go, fans. 40-31, the Penguins trail. Oh, they got it to within one, and then Fresno really started to pour it on. Shout out to Avery Jaffe listening in Washington, D.C. Buddy of the, of yours truly, and of the radio team, and of all things Dominican. Penguins trail by 9 with Anthony Brandt on the line. Make it 10. Brandt is perfect from the line, 3-for-3 now. 10-point game. Coming up on 3 minutes, Taplin brings it up. So the Penguins trail by a bunch. They got it to within 1, and now it's 10. Golston. To Hayes, around Griffin. That's not easy to do. Hayes drives in, draws a whistle. Ricky Vick, the 6'3" senior out of Edmond, Oklahoma, stuck an arm in there as Hayes worked his way in from the right wing. Hayes on the way, yes. .41-32 inside of 3 minutes now. Hayes again. Perfect. And now it's an 8-point game. So Matt Samuels, the 6-foot senior out of Washington, D.C., brings it up. Not to be confused with Avery Jaffe, who's in Washington, D.C. Turnaround jumper from close range now goes. I'm not sure who made that. Player's not on the list. That was Trayvon Clayton. 43-33. And Taplin taps it out of bounds after the intended pass by Matt Samuels. A 10-point game, 2:23 to go. Coach Wright calls out Eagle to the play, indicating the play to Samuels, the point guard. Brings it up to Griffin. Softly down low. Penguins all collapsed away from the bucket. That allowed Antonio Credit free reign. So kind of a half-hearted alley-oop. That is, Credit wasn't in the air, but they alleyed it in there, and he was able to oop it in. Griffin slips, and Hayes bashes down low. He sent Credit flying after Griffin slipped out of the play. 45-33, the Penguins trail, 10:59. Foul is called against Antonio Credit. John Taylor gets ready to re-enter the game. That puts Hayes on the line. .159 to go, and Hayes knocks it down. So credit's out, and Taylor's back in there. And the squeegees come out in between free throws. Because Griffin went sliding all over the place. 11-point game, 45-34. Hayes on the line. 159 when play resumes. It's on the way. Good. Clock rolls. Here we go, fans. Samuels will bring it up against Hayes. Samuels almost loses the handle but gets it back. And it's tipped out of bounds by Hayes. Hayes thought that he may have forced it. Inbounds now to Samuels. He's got it outside. Griffin drives in baseline. Griffin off the glass too much. Put back, no. Loose ball. Everybody's going after it. Taplin comes up with it. Taplin one-on-one against Samuels. Taplin right side. Samuels slips. Taplin goes in over the top of him. Samuels hit the deck, 45-37. Good work there for Tap to stick with it. 90 seconds to go. Samuels left wing short. Air ball. Hayes comes down with it. Left side, Clark. Clark drives it in over the top of everybody. Clark, quick transition work, 45-39. Penguins coming back, Griffin. From the free throw line, short, Haysbert with a rebound. Griffin tried to force, make something happen. 45-39, down low. Clark off the glass, a perfect pass by Golston. Timeout, Fresno, 1 minute left, 4-point game. The Penguins with seven unanswered. Timeout, Fresno, we're back in 30. Radio.dominican.edu. One minute exactly to go. The Penguins trail by only four now. Fresno just had to slow things down. The Penguins had all that mo going. Seven unanswered. Griffin's got it now, top of the key. They move it over to Clayton. Three ball straight away by Brent. It's missed a mile right. Golston with another good rebound. Clark in the corner, 41 seconds. 28 on the shot. Taps got it. Coming up on 30, 24 overhead. Golston, Clark, down low, over the top of Griffin goes Haysbert. No, but Golston's in perfect position to put it down. 2-point game, 21 seconds. Coach Wright says push it. Shot clock's off, 14. Behind the back, Taylor. They want to get the last one off. Taylor against Taplin. Taplin really pushed him. Bashed into him, and Taplin's going to get called on it. 8 seconds to go. Timeout now by Booker T. Harris with 8.6 seconds to go. 45-43. When we come back, it's going to be Fresno ball. Please stay with us. .6 seconds, and John Taylor will be on the line. Fresno is going to concede the rebound as Taylor knocks down the first one. And what I mean by that is, with Taplin in the backcourt, the Penguins have four on the sides of the key. Christopher Schwartz-Edmiston enters the game as Connor Haysbert goes to the bench. Second one's missed, 8 seconds. Penguins have it tapped, six. Across the middle, five. Driving in, three, two. Griffin gets a hand on it, one. It's on the way. Oh, Taplin let it fly. But Griffin created too much pressure. 46-43 at the break. DU's hanging very tough against a team that, according to everyone talking about this game today on campus, the Penguins were not supposed to even be close at all. Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. We're back in 15 minutes, a 15-minute intermission. 46-43, halftime. We'll be back a minute or two early to bring to you the stats from the first half. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Well, in the first half, fans, after all of that, it turns out the Penguins ended up shooting 50% against Fresno Pacific's 48%. The difference is only 3 points with a buck and a half to go until we get the second half underway. But some interesting numbers. For Fresno Pacific, Brandt is leading all scorers with 14 and Credit with 11. Conversely, Dominique Taplin for the Penguins with 16, followed by Devin Golston with 8. Golston has 8 rebounds, which betters Pacific's Malcolm Griffin, who has 6. Griffin, who came out very strong, ended up 2-for-9 indoors, 0-for-2 outside. He never went to the line. Taplin 7-for-11 up close, 0-for-2 outside, and 2-for-2 from the line. Here we go. Overhead, 46-43. Good crowd on hand for the Penguins here at the Conlon Center, the Penguin Stadium at Dominican University of California. Second half is underway. Here we go. Wofford's got it. Penguins attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center off to my right. Penguins work it down low. Clark, check it. Wofford to Golston. Intended for Golston. It's sort of an alley-oop play. Wofford threw it wide of the mark, and the Penguins kind of got lucky as the foul is committed by Ricky Vick. Wofford out on the left wing. They turn it around to Correa, who thinks three, no. Golston backs out. Taplin, 3-ball left side, deep. Boxing out is Vick for the rebound. Samuels brings it up, goes between the leg, and he's fouled and gets the bucket to drop. He'll get a chance to go to the line. Foul is committed by Jamal Clark, the 6'6 senior. That's his second. 19 and a half to go in the second half, fans. 48-43, and Samuels will go to the line. Samuels backs up and knocks it down. In the first half, Samuels was perfect from the line, 2-for-2. So the Penguins have some work to do again, down by 6. 49-43, 3-ball Carrillo straight away, yes. Right over the top of Taylor. Griffin drives it up fast, 49-46. He high steps, and they turn it around as Griffin is called. Charging foul. He high dribbled it, bounced on 2 feet, hurtled over everybody, and picks up his second. 49-46, 19 minutes to go in the second half. Carrillo brings it up after just scoring the big 3-ball. Taplin goes baseline 360 softly from close range, no. Rebound Griffin. Golston got a finger on it. Griffin gets it back. Kicks it out, no look. 3-ball on the way, yes. John Taylor knocks it down out of the corner. 52-46. Has a skillful shot. It was a tremendous pass by Griffin to find Taylor, and then Taylor was able to convert after all is said and done. 12 and a half, fans, 52-46. Carrillo behind the back, Wofford left wing. Penguins are going to have to play their best ball. Wofford from long range, no. Coming down is Ricky Vick. Ricky Vick hurt his ankle, taking it down while Vick is on his butt. On the other end of the court is Samuels, and Vick is hobbling off, and he falls down at midcourt after he was being helped off by Antonio Credit. Said, told Credit to back off. He can handle it himself, but then Vick is unable to get past midcourt on his own. While Vick was down, Matt Samuels took it to the other end and was able to score on a 5-on-4 Penguin situation, 18:07 to go. So they slow things down and allow Vick to head back to the bench. Now Vic's being helped off by several Sunbirds and coaches and everybody else. 54-46, 18:07 to go. Carrillo brings it up to Taplin, who drives left side, has it stripped away by Griffin, gets it back, loose ball. Griffin forces the issue. Samuels comes up with it, pops it up, intended for the flying Trayvon Clayton. Instead, Carrillo takes it. They get it down low off the window. Jamal Clark draws the foul, and the bucket counts. Foul is committed by Credit, his third. Jamal Clark on the line with 17:42. Yes. Clark, nothing but swish. Very clutch. Griffin, now top of the key against Taplin. Heaves it off to Samuels, down low. A lot of hands touched it. Everybody touches it, but back up with it is Credit. Good. No whistles. 56-49, 17 and a half to go. Wofford back to the top of the key. Golston drives in left side. Golston softly right over the top of Clayton. Good. 56-51. Samuels in transition. Too much window. Rebound by Credit is good. Whistles and the bucket counts. And I believe it's going to be on Jamal Clark. In fact, it is his third. 58-51, 17-11. So Clark gets yanked and Haysbert in his place. Haysbert's out there with Dominique Taplin, Hayes, Golston, and Wofford. Antonio Credit, the 6'7 senior out of Flint, Michigan, misses the free throw. Hayes comes up with it. Wofford brings it up. Stutter steps, Wofford to Golston. Taplin calls out the play. Back to Ricky. Right side. Taplin. Now Wofford. Picks up a screen, takes it in. Has it batted away. Loose ball. It's up in the air. Golston had a finger on it. Taylor comes down with it. Taylor, oh, top of the key, thinking three, no. Boy, he was about to go with it from long range. Taylor Canlin from about 26 earlier. Now he has it stripped away. Bates to Taplin, 2-on-1. Taplin goes up, scissor legs, have it stripped away by Clayton, a whistle. He'll get two. That's a good foul from Fresno Pacific. Trayvon Clayton with the foul, 58-51. That's his first. Taplin on the way is good. And as I started to say earlier, the Penguins are going to have to play their very best ball just to hang with FPU. 16-28. And then if they can do that, as Taplin knocks down the second one, then it's going to be a coaching game. And when you get it down to that level, that's usually where Booker T. Harris wins. Fouls committed by Ricky Wofford against the tremendous dribble drive of John Taylor. And Taylor is so good back and forth. That guy can juke like nobody. 58-53, 16-13.
Pass intended for Griffin. He gets it back after he muffed it away. Went off the foot then of Taplin. He gets it back again. Loose ball. Taplin. Loose ball. Everybody dives on it. Taplin comes up with it. Golston calls a timeout. He's got the ball. Penguin ball at midcourt. Trayvon Clayton got tied up with Devin Golston. And there's a media timeout. So here at courtside, Stuart Horn with you, NC 2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. You're watching this on the Stretch Network and on the Community Media Center of Marin. We'll be back in 20 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins now trailing in the percentage department shooting-wise at 48% against 51. So other than that first timeout that came only a couple of minutes into the game, other than that, the Penguins have been able to hang with Fresno quite nicely. 58-53, inside of 16 minutes. Griffin's got it, back outside. Clayton to Griffin, left wing, three ball, missed it short. Gets his own rebound. No looks it off to the right. Clayton on the way. Deep. Loose ball. Hayes comes up with it. Carrillo brings it up with the left knee bandaged up. Hayes has it stripped away by Griffin, then hits the deck. Taylor comes up with it. Griffin off the glass, no whistle. Griffin powers it home. Wow. So aggressive. Griffin is such a shooter. And that's a deadly combination. 60-53, coming up on 15 minutes. Carrillo calls out the play. Top of the key, Hayes. Back to Miles on the wing. Left side, Haysbert. Haysbert softly. Haysbert up over the top of Credit. Good. Great play by the big fella. 60-55, Penguins are hanging right there. Wofford gets ready to re-enter the game. Top of the key, softly. Blocked by Taplin, sends him away. After John Taylor had the jumper, Taplin takes it the other end himself, draws a whistle from the left side. Taplin, the righty, had his body sort of twisted out of position. And didn't even come close to the bucket, but at least he gets to go to the line with an opportunity to bring the Penguins within three. 60-55, 14:34 to go. Taplin on the way, yes. 5 for 5 from the line tonight, Taplin. 19 points so far. Make it an even 20. 60-57. Penguins are right there. They're one stop away. 14:34 to go. Three fouls in the second half committed by the Penguins. Five committed by Fresno Pacific. The Sunbirds driving it in. Brandt kick out for a long three. Clayton, no. Brandt gets the rebound. They work it back down low again to Credit. Turnaround jumper over Haysbert. Loose ball. It tips back in off the fingertips of Clayton. 14 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Here's Carrillo. Carrillo drifts over to the soft side. Gets a little help. Now a screen from Haysbert. Thinks three, no. Hayes, three ball on the way. Yes. Tie game. Check it. 62-60. Well, I got ahead of myself. 13:48 to go. Left side, Taylor had come set. Connor Haysbert had come set. Taylor climbs up over the top of Haysbert. And Taylor, they wave the bucket off. No bucket, a charging foul. Golston heads out, and Jamal Clark enters in his place. Good play by Haysbert to come set. Force the foul by Taylor, who gets yanked. Zach Call re-enters the game and goes up against Correa. Over to the right side, Ricky goes three ball, air ball from the right wing, way out there. Wofford's off his game a little bit tonight. He's just a little out of sync. So far, Wofford is 1-for-1 from the free throw line, 0-for-2 outside, and 1-for-3 from the field. 62-60, the Penguins on defense now. And we're at 13-18. Kyle's got it. Oh, he had it stolen away. Kyle was intended for Griffin. Carrillo had a finger on it. It went out off the end line off of either Carrillo or Jamal Clark. 13-12 to go. Inbounds to Samuels. And he'll back out and reset with Ricky Wofford chasing him down. Samuels kick out on the wing to Griffin. Three ball on the way, a mile and a half away deep. Rebound by Credit. Three ball back up. No. Another long one, and Clark comes down with it. So the Penguins with a chance to tie things with two-pointer here. Three puts them up by one. They've not led yet. 12:42. This is one of the few times they've had a chance to lead if they can get the biscuit in the basket. Wofford goes top of the key to Hayes. A baseball pass over to the right side. Carrillo's got it. He drives in against Call off the glass. Yes, and a whistle. And Miles Carrillo goes to the line of the tie game. 62 apiece, 12:26. First chance tonight the Penguins have had to go ahead in a very realistic way. That is a free throw for Miles Carrillo. Does it. Wofford out, and Dominic Taplin goes in his place. Taylor re-enters in place of Anthony Brandt for FPU. And Carrillo stands on the line with a chance to put the Penguins up by one on the way. Yes! 63-62. For the first time tonight, the Penguins have battled back from as many as 11 one time, 10 another time, to get it to within one. And now they're up by one. Three ball by Taylor. Miss, Carrillo with a rebound. Up to Hayes, in stride, on the way, no whistle. And they turn it over. Hayes has it blocked away. Hayes is talking to the referee, wants a foul call. He didn't get it after Samuels stuck an arm in there with 12:04 to go. Penguins by one. That one ended up, everybody fell into the Penguin cheerleaders. Samuels will bring it up now. No backcourt pressure at all. Griffin now out on the wing. Stutter steps, tries to get around Clark, nothing doing. They work it down low beautifully to Taylor, who's able to convert over Connor Haysbert. 64-63, the Penguins trail. 11:42, Haysbert, left side Hayes. Sets the screen, dumps it back off to Correa, goes to the left side, thinks about three, no. Connor, no. Taplin, top of the key to Clark. Good move there by Carrillo. Boy, he can really dribble that thing when he needs to. He drives around the outside, gets the lane. Clark goes up and is fouled by Griffin. Griffin looked like he got hurt as he heads back to the bench. 11:18 to go. When we come back, there'll be free throws. But immediate timeout with 11:18 to go, 64-63. Stuart Horn with you, courtside here on Media Row at the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. We're back in 20 seconds, fans. Penguins trail by only one. Getting late. Well, back and forth go the percentages of shooting percentages, 51.2% for the Penguins here in the second half, 49% for Fresno. 11:18 to go. Penguins trail by one.
But as we near the end of the third quarter,
interesting to note that Fresno Pacific has committed 8 personal fouls where the Penguins have only committed 3. So Clark will go to the line for 2. And that's good. And the game is tied at 64. And Jamal will have a chance for the Penguins to go up by 1 yet again. No, very deep. Taplin had a hand on it, but it ended up going right into the fingertips of Trayvon Clayton. Right side, Griffin off the glass, too much window. Jamal Clark with the rebound. Coach Wright really wanted the call, but he didn't get it. Wright popped up, and he really wanted it. A foul called. Ricky Wofford left side. Ricky Wofford up and over the top of Matt Samuels and is able to convert. 66-64, the Penguins lead. Biggest margin for the DUs tonight. Samuels has it, high dribbling over the outstretched arms of Wofford. Back to Griffin, top of the key. Griffin stutter steps, backs up on it. Pulls Clark out, tries to hold him off. Gets it down low. They do get it down low. No whistles. Samuels wants a call, doesn't get it. Clark with the rebound. Ricky throws it away. Griffin comes back up with it. 3-on-2. Oh, he throws it away to Samuels. Wofford dives on it, gives it off to Hayes. Hayes left side to Golston. 2-on-1. Golston off the glass. Good! Golston! 68-64, the Penguins as we enter the fourth quarter. 10 minutes exactly, fans. Haysburg gets ready to re-enter. Griffin, with a mistake, has the ball. Griffin goes left side. He gets it off to Samuels now. Now they work it down low and a whistle. And Wofford picks up his fourth foul, and he's gone as Carrillo re-enters the game. Jamal Clark heads out for a breather along with Haysbert entering in his place. So Carrillo and Haysbert back in. Penguins by 2. The foul was committed by Wofford against Matt Samuels, who will have a shot at the 3-point play. And he makes it, and it's a 1-point game. And a timeout, Fresno, with 9:50 to go. 68-67, the Penguins are on top. And we are back in 20 seconds. Penguin Radio on the air. All right, the Penguins by 1, which may not sound like much, but they were down by 11 more than once tonight. 9:50 to go, fans. Backcourt pressure. Carrillo brings it in. Oh, boy, he's got trouble. Carrillo is able to dump it off to Golston, who finally works it into the corner. Hayes, 3-ball on the way. Yes! Hayes from downtown cans the tray ball just when the Penguins needed it. 71-67, DU. Softly, Brandt, 2-ball, whistle. Taplin. Mm. 71-69 with 9:28. Brandt on the line. Taplin with his third. This one's missed by a mile. Loose ball. Miles Carrillo gets it. Oh, that's huge. Left side, Taplin's got it. Picks up a screen from Golston. Low bounce pass down low. Out of bounds. And I think it's going to be Penguin ball. Looks like it went out of bounds off of Trayvon Clayton. 9:12 to go, fans. An absolute eternity. Inbounds to Miles Carrillo. Screen from Haysbert. Gets back inside against Credit. Just too much. 3-ball Hayes again, left wing. Missed it. Put back by Hayes is no good. They give the ball back to Fresno.
I like how Haysbert's really arguing every call. Haysbert's feisty tonight.
Taylor. It's the first time it seems like the Penguins have sensed that they could actually beat Fresno. Whether they will or not is a different story. Up and in by John Taylor. And a foul committed by Haysbert down low. And that's trouble. Because now it's 71 all.
And Taylor at the line, the 175-pound, 6'1" junior out of Chicago, who's been just nutty tonight, nutty good. Nope, he's missed the last two free throws, and the Penguins can't box out. The rebound was taken down by Antonio, credit. And Haysbert picks up his third. So two in the past 30 seconds of play, or less than. Actually, the last 5 seconds of play, because Haysbert caused the foul against Taylor on the previous series. So Golston will come out and Jamal Clark will go back in. Going to need Golston coming down the stretch with 8:40 to go. 72-71 after the free throw goes by credit, and they're both good. Two-point game, 73-71. 8:40 to go. Carrillo brings it up. Stays behind the floating screen of Connor Haysbert. Now Griffin breaks up the play, 2-on-1. Griffin outside, kicks it out to Taylor. Some great ball control. Three-ball Taylor on the way short. Gets his own rebound after it comes back to him. Whistles. Timeout Fresno. We're back in 20 seconds on Penguin Radio. Dominican University of California. Quick inbounds. Fresno's got it. Taplin gets it broken up for a second, but credit comes back up with it. Back out Griffin in the corner against Clark. Clark reaches in. Griffin spins around the top of him. Hook shot over the top from within the paint. Good. 75-71. Inside of 8 minutes here in the second half. Fresno Pacific's bench is insisting on defense as Griffin sticks an arm in there against Clark and fouls Clark. Boy, he reached in and really tried to strip the ball away, but it's on Griffin. That's his fourth, and what the Penguins need is to get rid of Griffin, and Griffin's going to go to the bench for a while. And now a timeout has been called. That's immediate timeout. So you are listening to NC2A basketball, Division II basketball, on the radio home of the Penguins from courtside. Stuart Horn with you coming down the stretch. 7:43 to go. 75-71. We're back in 20 seconds on Penguin Radio. '75-'71 with 7:43 to go. And just before that timeout, Malcolm Griffin was forced to leave the game after committing his fourth foul, this one against Jamal Clark. So he goes to the line and knocks down the first one, 75-72, 7:43 to go. Clark on the way. Yo, missed it. Credit with a rebound. Samuels comes up. First things first, they were able to bump Griffin out of the game for now. He's with four. Down low from the right side, credit. Tried to go over the top of Haysbert, but Connor said no. So the Penguins on offense. Miles Carrillo screens around Clark. Has it blocked away. Samuels comes up with it, whistles. And the foul is called by, is created by Hayes, his third. And for the Sunbirds, Matt Samuels will shoot.
the 6-foot senior, who's just been so tough on the Penguins tonight. Hayes gets yanked and Golston back in his place. 7:11 to go. Penguins trail by 3. Samuels will go to the line. And he's perfect. 5 for 5 from the line tonight. Samuels at 14 points now. 76-72. And he makes everything he looks at, the guy. That Samuels makes him 6 for 6 from the line, coming up on 7 minutes left in this one. 77-72. Clark drops it off to Dominic Taplin, who drifts around left side. No. Rebound Samuels, gets it to the other end, takes it himself. And a T is called against Coach Wright for coming out on the floor. Wright's been out on the floor too much. Coach Wright has come out on the floor. He's been warned, and he's been teed up. So the foul committed by Samuels, or the bucket made by Samuels, is good. 79-72. 6:52. And it's a Class B technical, and they put that on the coach when it's on the bench like that. But clearly it was on Coach Wright for coming out on the floor. 79-72 with 6:52 to go. So Dominic Taplin will shoot the points with 6:52 to go. So Taplin, all alone in the spotlight. Yes. Taplin knocks it down. 79-72. No, hold it. Did they not give him the point? Now they made it 80. They gave it to the wrong team. It was 79-72 a moment ago. Then Taplin makes 2. There we go. 79-74. All right, they got it straight on the board. And a timeout is called by Fresno now, as somebody was ejected from the game. So says the overhead announcer. 79-74. And we have a 30-second timeout. So I'll find out what's going on and report back to you with a little better accuracy than I have been the last 30 seconds. Radio.dominican.edu. Well, some very interesting stuff. Griffin has been ejected as a result of that bench tee. So it would have been his 5th anyway. The one thing that the Penguins could use is to get rid of Griffin, because he's been so tough on the Penguins tonight. Dominic Taplin goes in right side for the hammer jam. Missed it, but it bounces off of the spring of the rim, and he drives back in after Haysbert with a rebound. And Taplin missed it again. 6:28. Griffin is out of the game. So the bench foul was actually... they actually rang it up to Griffin. Left side Samuels drives in, whistle. 79-74, 6:13 to go. We'll find out who it's on. Golston with his second... it seems inconceivable with as hard as Golston's played tonight that he's only drawn 2, but that is the case. So Samuels will go to the line. 6:13 to go. Wofford gets ready to re-enter the game, and Samuels muffs the first one. Haysbert out, Connor, and Jamal Clark in his place. And Wofford enters in place of Carrillo. 5-point game. Check it, 6-point game. 80-74 as the second one goes, though it's not come up on the board. There it goes. 6:07 to go. Golston gets it off to Wofford. And it's stolen away from Wofford to Taylor, intended for Dominic Taplin. The pass was to Tap, but Taylor stuck an arm in there. And Taplin draws his fourth. And John Taylor, the 6'1 junior, is on the line shooting two. He misses the first one. Brandt comes in behind him for a word of encouragement. Taylor back on the line. And he misses this one short. Golston with a rebound. Penguins are two scores away with 5:47 to go. Plenty of time to make any kind of move they need to make. Hayes left side, kick back to Wofford on the left wing. Ricky drives in, bullet pass. Hayes all the way across the court, throws it out of bounds. I don't even know where he was, who he was throwing it to. The Taplin was 10 feet away from it, and it went into the grandstands. Penguins trail by six with 5.5 to go. So they're going to have to make some better passes if they really want to do something here. Fresno's got it down low. Credit back and forth, has it bumped away by Jamal Clark. Credit now steals it back and puts it away. Wow. Good two ball there by Credit. 82-74. 5 minutes exactly. All of a sudden, it's an eight-point game. Wofford has it at the top of the key. He's on Samuels. Over to the right now. Taplin drives in. Off the glass. Dom, no. Drifting, but couldn't get it to fall. Rebound, Clayton. Backcourt, Taylor. 4:30. Penguins are going to have to start making a move here. They led by two. That was the most. And an easy runner by Taylor. He finds the open court to the right side of the bucket. 84-74, 4:25 to go. Timeout, Booker T. Harris. Penguin Radio, back in 20. .425 to go, 84-74. Can the D's make it an improbable, tremendous run here? I mean, they've done it twice so far tonight, so it's not inconceivable. Penguins now on offense. Dominic Taplin has it, top of the key. Carrillo has it. Back over to Ricky. Wofford drives in right side. Reached in on Wofford by Credit. And Credit will put Wofford on the line. That's his fourth. Boy, so all of these guys are coming down the stretch and really pushing the limits. Wofford back on the line. And he rattles it home. Good stuff there, Adel, number five. 84-75, 4:06 on the clock. Wofford misses the second one, short and right. Taylor with a rebound. Fresno in transition. They push it. Samuels now. Back to the top of the key. They're going to start working the clock. Nine-point game. Driver. Inside of 4 minutes, that's where you start to work that clock down. Taylor has it. Left side. Three ball on the way. Deep. Golston rebound. Booker Harris says push it. Ricky brings it up. Trickles right side. To Dominic Taplin. Off the window. Gets his own rebound. Put back. Yes. Golston credited with the tip in. 3:17 to go. Penguins on defense, 84-77. credits, got it against Jamal Clark. Down low, Golston sticks a big old paw in there and breaks it up. That was a great move by Golston. 3 minutes exactly, 84-77. Penguins trail. Long jumper by Samuels is good. That was out on the wing from 26. 87-77.
2:45 to go. Wofford's got it on the wing. Clark. Clark bangs his way in there against credit. Clark's got trouble to Taplin. Taplin goes up air ball from the left elbow. Rebound Fresno, 2.5 to go.
Coach tells him to hold it. Samuels has it at half court. Now he throws it over to the other side. Now they're just playing some catch with 20 on the shot clock. 2:18 to go. 87-77 fans. Clark steps in there and gets wrapped up with Taylor. Foul's committed by Jamal Clark. And that's his fourth. A media timeout. It's 2:13, a 10-point game. The Penguins are in trouble as Fresno Pacific has not let up. We're back in 20 seconds right here on Penguin Radio.
On in Division III finals this year in Atlanta. You don't have to wait until March to join in the fun. Visit NCAA.
2:13 to go.
Not a lot of time for the DUs.
87-77. With 2:13 to go, if the Penguins were up by 10, I don't know that I'd feel entirely comfortable. Of course, I'm rarely comfortable, even when the Penguins have a lead. Taylor on the line. Now it's 11. And they're both good. And the clock rolls. 2:12 to go. Wofford brings it up. And the Penguins down low. Wofford gets it off to Golston at the baseline. Right side good. Well, that's a nice play by both guys. We're inside of 2 minutes now in the second half. 89-79. The Penguins trail. Taylor's got it. Gets it off to Call. To credit to Samuels, who holds it behind his back. 1:40 to go. Dribble drive down low, out of bounds. Fresno ball went out off the backside of Dominic Taplin. 95 seconds to go in the game. Inbounds to Clayton. And 7 on the shot clock. Taylor has it, 3-2 on the way. Good on the shot clock as the shot clock ran out. He knocks it down, 91-79. Some of the fans are starting to leave with 1:10 to go. Wofford, 3 ball on the way, good. 91-82, I believe. Yes, 91-82, and the Penguins call timeout with 1:06 to go. One more break, Penguin Radio. .106 to go, fans, 91-82. Here we go, the clock rolls. The Penguins have it on. Pardon me, Fresno Pacific has it on the long end to call. 59, we're inside of a minute. Now they're just going to really work the clock as much as possible. 25 on the shot clock. Soft jumper by John Taylor draws the whistle as well. So the Penguins had quite a few moments tonight where they were absolutely gloriously proficient. As the Penguins, Logue and Matt Hayes head back to the bench. But in those glorious moments, where the Penguins reached a lead by no more than 2, Ricky Wofford right side up and under, no. Devin Golson with a rebound and puts it back left side, beautiful. There's a moment of glory.
94-84. Taylor brings it up, and he's fouled by one of the Penguins, and that was on Golston. Picks up his third with 40 seconds to go. The Penguins led by as many as two, but Fresno Pacific equaled the beautiful play of the DUs as the free throw by Taylor is missed. More often than not. And the second one goes 95-84 with 40 seconds to go, and the clock rolls. Wofford brings it up. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Three ball by Carrillo. No. Call with a rebound in the corner. Call has four on him. Heaves it up to the other end. A soft jumper. Well, it was a layup by Taylor very quickly. 97-84. 20 seconds to go. Jamal Clark left side. 18 seconds to go. As that one goes down, the Penguins trail by 11 with just 14 seconds to go. Taplin takes it away in the backcourt and then slams it home. 97-88 with 7 seconds to go. Even though the coach said no fouls, Taplin reached in and stole it away anyway. And in the backcourt, 2-1. 97-88, the final. And the Penguins lose a tough one. Coming off a two-game winning streak. Fresno Pacific now 6 in a row. They've won 9 of their last 11. And the Penguins will set out on the road, and they won't be back until February 11th. Dixie State will be here. That's a Monday night game. 5:30 women, 7:30 men. 97-88 the final. That puts the Penguins to 6-4 in conference, 10-8 overall. Fresno Pacific moves to 13-6 and 8-3 in conference. Thanks for spending your evening with us. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you on the 11th of February when Dixie State is here in the Conlin Center. Good night, everybody. Yeah.